PanamWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from our look around the country in the NCF, as Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area for the G Block, we're going to shift gears and get into the personal connection segment of the show for these next 10 minutes. And we're sponsored by a rather timely new sponsor, A2B.com/radio.
Fuel prices are crazy, and whether you're driving all over the country or around your community, your company vehicles don't care where they get gas. So why is your fleet using a car that only gets discounts at specific stations? A2B.com/radio is the fleet fuel card that gives you discounts anywhere you fuel up because it's accepted wherever they take Visa, so this means you're going to save basically everywhere.
You know, here's what we like about this fleet card. No setup fee, no transaction fees, no monthly fee, no late payment fees, no over limit fee, and no gallon limits on the amount of discounted fuel. Plus, their 24/7 customer service team is standing by to meet your every need. So join us, apply today, and save every time you fill up at a2b.com/radio. You're going to get a $50 credit. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, with National Park Week coming up April 16th through the 24th, we thought we'd focus our personal connection today with someone who has his own personal and very rigorous history with several of our parks and trails. We invited MJ Eberhardt aboard today to share some of his latest hike, which he completed late in 2021, the entire Appalachian Trail. Now, you may be saying, all right, Robert and Mary, that sounds nice and all, but what makes this feat even more impressive is he broke the previous record of being the oldest person to complete the hike at 83. MJ joins us now with more.
Well, that is impressive indeed, Mary. MJ, Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Joy to be here. Thanks, Robert.
So first, sincere congratulations on your most successful recent hike, the entire Appalachian Trail that you completed in November of 2021 after 9 months. I got to tell you, that's no easy feat for someone in their 20s or 30s, let alone someone who's 83. So share with us right now, what motivated you to do something like this?
Oh, my, Robert. I tell folks that I'm a little slow. I was 2 months into this hike already, and I was having a particularly bad day and rain, and I'd fallen down and feeling sorry for myself, and I had a revelation, and it finally came to me that day that there's a reason why 80-year-olds aren't doing this. So I got myself into something, and you have done this too. You just got to see it through, and my goodness, that's... So I did pull it off. A lot of motivation, a lot of interest, a lot of support. It was just an incredible year, Robert, Mary, just an incredible year.
Well, it certainly sounds that way. And, you know, we're talking about something that is very difficult, which you just alluded to. Honestly, MJ, if I walk 6 or 7 miles in one stretch, I feel it in my legs the next day. You covered, I mean, really, you covered nearly 2,200 miles over 9 months. But this is not flat ground like something I would walk when I go out walking with my friends. You're traversing boulders, uneven paths, and the elements of Mother Nature. You must have had days, MJ, where you just thought about giving up.
Yes, Marriott. Boy, you touched on a nerve there for sure.
But you didn't give up.
I didn't. And not that I really need to correct you or anything, but I just want you to know and your listeners to know that it was 262 days and the distance was 2,620 miles.
Is that the trail? 2,600 miles?
Well, and you opened up and gave me the opportunity. The Appalachian Mountains don't start on Springer Mountain in Georgia where the Appalachian Trail starts. Mm-hmm. The mountains start down here in a little known place that I caretake, and it's in the middle of Alabama. It's called Flag Mountain, and there's mm-hmm. a trail that leads from here to Springer Mountain, and it's called the Pinhoti Trail. It runs for 417 miles, and to bring, and as I'm doing now, to focus attention on the Southern Appalachians, Flag Mountain, the beautiful trail we have, I hiked that to start with. So I began my hike on Springer Mountain, on Flag Mountain,
okay.
led to Springer Mountain and on up. So the total was over 2,600 miles.
So that's the real deal, because that's not what everyone does, correct?
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
And again, my revelation after 2 months on the trail, finally realized that I hold the record, yes, but there's a reason why 80-year-old people don't go out and do this.
so you're not advising everyone to go out.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, out of the thousands who attempt this every year, I think I've seen about 25% of the people hiking the full Appalachian Trail. And again, that's really from Springer Mountain. So what you just said from Flag Mountain, that's going to be different. But from the folks that do the full Appalachian Trail, they don't make it all the way, or about you know, a quarter of them or so. So, you know, MJ, to me that says, in many ways, in addition to the physical aspect of the trek, just like anything, there's a mental aspect to it as well. Did you find that to be true?
Yes, and that's what causes the failure, and the failure rate really hasn't changed a whole lot over the years. The fact that we can carry much less now, lighter weight packs, our gear, don't have to carry a 30-pound pack anymore, and most people would think that would be the greatest challenge is putting a pack on and climbing up and down through the valleys and the mountains of 14 states would be the ultimate challenge, but it is not. It's the failure rate is the kind of odds we really don't like to have to deal with, but and it's not the physical, and people would think that would be the challenge, the physical challenge. With time, that decreases, but the mental challenge doesn't. It increases, and then just like that day I described to you 2 months into it, that little voice in your head keeps telling you, why are you doing this? What in the world is this? Why don't you just quit and go home? Your family misses you. Your friends miss you. Just give this thing up. So you got to deal with that mental challenge constantly, and that little voice just never goes away. It just gets louder.
You know, MJ, we have two sons, and I shared with them your story, and they both love to hike, nothing on the scale of what you've done. But they were really inspired by your story, and I know you've been talking to a lot of people since you've done this hike. How does that make you feel to know that you're inspiring other people?
Oh, Mary, another thing that comes with getting old is, and you've heard your parents and sit around your grandparents and listen to them blubber, but I just get so emotional about this. The word that comes back to me, Mary and Robert, the word that comes back to me constantly is inspiration. Yeah. The inspiration that people take from knowing me and having just a little knowledge of what it's possible that they could still be able to do is just such an amazing thing.
You know, MJ, today, you know, we have you in our personal connection segment of the show, and this really is the transformational or the inspirational segment of the show. It's a way that really travel just touches our lives in ways, and it can vary. But clearly, I'm hearing a little bit of this from the inspirational side. But, you know, have you found something special in these hikes that really that you can articulate to everyone listening? What is it about for you when you get out in the woods? What how does that speak to you?
Well, and again, that question comes constantly, and it's not the question we really like to hear because we don't have a good answer to it. And the question you're asking me is why? You know, why? Why are you doing this? What is this? What does this amount to? And it's...
But there's something in you that's pushing you.
It is. The fact that I can go out with nature, I can be in the woods, and we've heard that the term the bosom of nature, and the bosom of nature really has to do with our relationship with our maker and with God. And what that's done to me, and I'm not ashamed to tell you, is it's enhanced and supported and given a base, a good solid base underneath my faith. Mm-hmm. And it's taken not a day or a week or a month, but it's taken years to establish that base. And that foundation is strong and hard, and I can stand on it. And I've never been more at ease in my life. I've never been more content or happy with my life than I am now after completing this last journey. And I was able to do it through the grace of the Lord. And I just want folks to know that I give thanks.
And you know something? I would say, MJ, a lot of people go through their life and they don't find that peace. They're always struggling. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you have that, truthfully, is a true blessing. So God bless
the
for
gift.
That.
Yeah.
And, Wilson, Mary and I, we both appreciate you joining us today and sharing a little bit of your story. Very inspirational. I mean, it's impressive on top of that. So, folks, if you enjoy hiking and, you know, what MJ has shared with us today, if it interests you, you can find out more. His website, just go to his Nimble Will Nomad, nimblewillnomad.com. MJ, really nice to meet you. Hopefully at some point we could meet in person. I would enjoy that, Mary and I both. We appreciate your time. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Well, thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary.
MJ, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mary, that MJ, he has been given
a
gift.
That was some personal connection. Yeah, that's every essence of what that is.
God bless him indeed. Mm-hmm. So, folks, as we step aside for some sponsor messages, listen, if you enjoy music and you like to blend it into your travels, well, the H Block next is going to be your segment of the show today. And also, still ahead today as well is the Museum Gallery. We're going to be taking you to the Children's Museum up in Indianapolis. Stay with us, folks. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.